CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the U.S. went into effect overnight, and the European Union is fighting back, announcing $28 billion worth of tariff countermeasures. The initial phase begins April 1st. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady reports on other effects of those tariffs.
We have seen a number of companies commit to bringing some of their manufacturing here, like TSMC and Apple. And so the idea is that over time, you would have more American jobs, more of the supply chain within the U.S. versus relying on other countries. But it's going to take a while to get to that point. And in the interim, you would likely see prices go up for consumers.
We'll see where inflation stands in a few hours with release of the February Consumer Price Index. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Fear of rising prices is unlikely to show up in today's Consumer Price Index. That's because the February CPI is backward-looking, and we did not see many tariffs in place at that time. That's why the annual inflation rate is expected to remain at 3%, which would match the January reading.
The House passed a bill to fund the government through September 30th. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
It keeps the lights on. It keeps the government functioning at roughly current spending levels. But there are some reductions in non-defense spending, although it did include funding for ICE as well as for veterans' health care.
The Senate must pass the bill by Friday night to keep the government from running out of funds. A mission will launch for the International Space Station this evening, with the spacecraft expected to bring Barry Whitmore and Sunita Williams back to Earth.
Everyone has sort of followed their saga for the last 9 months. Headlines of stranded in space and abandoned in space, which of course the astronauts deny that they feel that way. But clearly, they went up for about a week. They stayed for 9.5 months, and that's not what anybody expected.
CBS's Mark Strassman. Meanwhile, NASA fired its chief scientist and others under orders from President Trump yesterday. The U.S.-Ukraine talks in Saudi Arabia resulted in Ukraine agreeing to work on a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz.
As a result of this positive step forward, the president has decided to lift the pause on aid and on our security assistance to Ukraine going forward. And that's effective immediately.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a doctor in New York where they are legal and giving them to her teenage daughter in Louisiana where they are not legal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
In New Jersey, a woman has returned a library book that was a bit overdue by 99 years.
Mary Cooper was going through boxes of her late mother's belongings when she found the book, which someone had borrowed from the Ocean County Library in 1926.
And I find the dates, and I'm thinking this had to have been taken out by my grandfather.
That library doesn't charge late fees anymore, but it says if it did, the fee for that book would be $18,000. The library is putting the book titled Homemade Toys for Girls and Boys in a glass case. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A Pennsylvania man passing through security at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey was found to have a live turtle in his pants. TSA says they found it after a body scanner alarm went off. The man reached into his pants and pulled out the 5-inch turtle. He said it was a red ear slider, apparently a popular pet species. At least it wasn't a snapping turtle. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Put a little love in your heart, and the world. Central Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I want.
love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue.
Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
keep a-wearing your grease lips.
Just take your glasses.
You need not wonder why. There's no time left for.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
She's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are going to chime.
together nearly every single day, singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay, singing.
Baby, I can't make it without you.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
CBS News Brief. The European Union is slapping retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods now that President Trump has raised the tariffs on all imported aluminum and steel to 25%. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We deeply regret this measure. Tariffs are taxes. They are bad for business and worse for consumers.
The Education Department will lay off more than 1,300 employees, angering Democrats like Washington State Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
I have enormous concerns. This is a very important department that provides education services to millions of people across this country.
The Columbia University protest organizer who was arrested and threatened with deportation has a court hearing today. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Khalil's green card grants him permanent residency, and so he is entitled to some constitutional protections, but arguably not as much as an actual American citizen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace. Don Rosen.